Torah tells us, Parshas Vayakel, Vayakel Moshe's Koladas Bnei Yisrael Vayomer Lehim, Eila Advarim Shartziv Hashem Lasos Osom, Sheshes Yomim Teosu Melocha, Vayom Hashvi, Yolachem Kodesh Abbas Shabosu Lashem, Kolosu Bo Melocha Los Yumas. That's the issue to do Melocha on Shabbos. And then, later on, the Torah is going to speak about Melechas HaMishkan. So Rashi says, Sheshis Yomim Higdim Lohem, says Rashi, As Har Shabbos Letzivoi Melechas HaMishkan, Lo Ma She'eno Doches HaShabbos. That in Parshas Vayakel, it says the Tzivoi of Shabbos before the Melechas HaMishkan, to teach us that Shabbos takes precedence over the Melechas HaMishkan. Because even though you're involved in building the Mishkan, you shouldn't be involved to do so on Shabbos. Parenthetically, there's a very interesting Meshach Chochma that if you look on page 19. This is Rav Shmuel Dom's Meshech Chochma. You know, there are two Meshech Chochmas. There's the Bichlalav Rav Cooperman Meshech Chochma, and there's the Rav Shmuel Dom Meshech Chochma. So this time I xeroxed from that, because that was the only one that was available at the time that I was making this packet. So he points out very beautifully, the Meshech Chochma on page 19, in the second column, second paragraph, Hinei b'parshas Kisisa, Nema Shabbos Acher Melechas HaMishkan. That, you see, in Parshas Vayakel, Shabbos is written first, and then the Melechas HaMishkan. Here. To tell me that you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Then in Parshas Kisisa, here on page 19, second column, second paragraph, the Meshech Chochma points out that Melechas HaMishkan is written first and then Shabbos. Right? So the Meshech Chochma says brilliantly, he says that if the whole idea that Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos is because Shabbos is written first, so that's only Vayakel. But in Kisisa, the Mishkan is written first, so that means that the Mishkan takes precedence to Shabbos. That would imply that you can build a Mishkan even on Shabbos. So the Meshech Chochma says the following, that it depends. Something changed between Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Vayakel. What changed? The Chet HaEgel. The beginning of Parshas Kisisa, before the Chet HaEgel, you know, in other words, before the Chet HaEgel, so Inochanami, Shabbos, the Mishkan takes precedence. After the Chet HaEgel, Shabbos takes precedence. What's the pshat? He says, because like this, that if you're going to build a Mishkan on Shabbos, so it depends. You see, before the Chet HaEgel, page 19, fourth column, Pasuk says, "B'chol mokom asher askir shemi avoy lecho ve'erachticho," that the Shechina was there. In other words, the Shechina was always there, even without a Mishkan. Once we did the Chet HaEgel, the Shechina went away, and therefore we need a Mishkan to bring it. So, the problem is, if you're going to do a Melacha on Shabbos to build the Mishkan, so if it was before the Chet HaEgel, so meaning you're violating Shabbos, but it's not a problem because the Shechina is still there. Ma she'en came after the Cheta Egel, the Shekhinah is not automatically there. So you need to build a Mishkan to bring the Shekhinah. So if you're not observing Shabbos and the Shekhinah is not there anyway, so you have nothing there. Because you always, you see, before the Cheta Egel, so even though you weren't observing Shabbos to build the Mishkan, but the Shekhinah was always there. So it was okay to do that. Because in other words, you always have to have Shekhinah with you. So either you have the Shekhinah there or you have Shabbos there. But if you're not keeping Shabbos, you're chasing away the Shekhinah. So before the Cheta Egel, the Shekhinah was always there because they were in sin yet. So even though we're violating Shabbos to build the Mishkan, that's okay because the Shekhinah is always with us. But after the Cheta Egel, we only get the Shekhinah once we build the Mishkan. We'll get the Shekhinah. So therefore we can't violate Shabbos because then we don't have the Shekhinah, we don't have Shabbos. So we're in trouble. Because we always have to, the given is we always have to have the Shekhinah or Shabbos, which represents the Shekhinah, with us. And that's a big yisod. That, you know, people think that, you know, I'm independent, I know how to make decisions. You always have to realize that you always have to have Siyata Deshmaya with you, whatever you do in life. And that only comes through humility. If a person's Balgaiva, that the Gemara says Hashem doesn't want to stay near you. So the klal was that you always have to have Ashras Hashchina with you. Because in life, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya, never think you're a big knocker, that you can just be successful on your own. You need special Siyata Deshmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes through humility. So therefore, before the Cheta Egel, where the Shekhinah was there, so that we could even violate Shabbos to build the Mishkan. But after, when we don't have the Shekhinah automatically, and it'll only come after the Mishkan, so then we need to build a Mishkan first, but then it can't be a Shabbos, because we need Shabbos to be with us at that point. And that's what he says. Of Al Kodem, page 19, the fourth column. Kodem Shosu Bnei Yisrael Ha'egel, Halo Yatanai B'chol Mokom Asher Eski Hashemi, Yavo Yilecha Be'erticha. Vashchina Ha'isu Shor B'Yisrael, Shalo Be'emtzoos, Emtzoi Yis HaMishkan. Vach Lo Yamokom Yucha Lavodos Al Shos Hashchina. Avalo Ba'ofen Shal Yodo Yisku Liros Kvod Hashem Yisbach. Ki Bnei Yisrael Ba'atzmam Heim Hayu Mo'ol Hashem Yisbach. Hazi Yabin HaMishkan Ke'echa Mipratei Tzorach Avoda, אחרי בין המשכן אחר העגל. שכיוון שהשרוס השכין וכבוד השם יצבור חופף על בני ישראל קודם בניין המשכן אם כן סו עבוד אף חול צורך אף בניין המשכן דוחי שבס תהי דובר המשכן קודם לשבס אבל אחר שחוטו בעגל הלא לא היו ראויים לכבוד השם יצבור חוח באמצעות המשכן אם כן לא נצחי שבס בבניין המשכן לכן אמר שבס קודם כמו שפרש. So that perhaps is an idea that we can glean from this Nesha Chochma. That whatever you do, even if you're building the Mishkan, so you have to make sure there's Hashras Hashchina there. You have to have that special Siyata Deshmaya. So if it's before the Cheta Egel, then the Shekhinah is there automatically. The Mishkan is not bringing the Shekhinah. So then it was Docha Shabbos. But afterwards, there was no Shekhinah, so you need the Mishkan to bring the Shekhinah, but the Chol Pachos you have Shabbos, so then you can't tamper with Shabbos. Okay. Oh, now there is a fascinating idea that's in the Sefer Darash Moshe, but not the Darash Moshe from Rav Moshe Feinstein. So this is from a Darshan in Krakow. And he says a pshad in the pasuk in Kisisa, page 3. Veshomru bnei Yisrael l'shabbos l'asos l'shabbos dorsom bris olam veini uvei bnei Yisrael osi liolam k'sheshes yomim asol Hashem esh ha'shamayim v'esh ha'oretz v'yom eshvi shavas v'yinofash. So it says we keep Shabbos because Hashem worked for 6 days and then he rested. So he asked this Darash Moshe a question that's so poshut that I'm ashamed to say that I never thought about it in my life. And it's such a poshut question. Okay? Some things are so poshut. Of course, we all know we rest in Shabbos, Hashem rested. But who says Hashem rested on Shabbos? Of course, we know he rested on Shabbos. But maybe it's because everything was finished. So there's nothing else to do. Not that you're supposed to rest on Shabbos. It's that it took 6 days to create the world. He finished. So there's nothing. But not that he rested per se. So, see, rest means that there really is something to do, but you're still taking a rest and you're not doing it. But if you finished, so maybe he rested not because it's a day of rest, it's because there was nothing else to do. So Mamela was the rest. But that wouldn't imply necessarily that Shabbos is a day of rest. That's his question. Fascinating question. I never thought about it in my life. I don't know. But it's all so pasha. That's a good question. Yeah, look. In the Darash Moshe of Krakow. As opposed to the Darash Moshe of Moshe Feinstein. The Nachdim Mashihikshu and Mefarshim, the Kosa of Hatam al Shmir Shabbos, Kisheshis Yomi, Maso Hashem, and Shoshamai, and Maso Arts, Vayom Ashvi, Shovas the Kosher, Man Yemer the Shabbos, Shovas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who says Hashem rested? Dilma Malachto, Haisadayim. Maybe that was it. So he says a fascinating idea. He says a fascinating idea based on a medrash. He says that really, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, unbelievable thing, there was one more thing he wanted to do, and he didn't because he was resting on Shabbos. In other words, it wasn't all over. And what was that one thing? To build a Mishkan. Fascinating, fascinating. Page 6. Omnam. Im nomen der gesprochen über deitu livnos am mikdash bei es krisa Shabbos und machen es a Shabbos lo bono und kein lo zorch Shabbos lo shumedes a cheres da hier. So look better on page 5. Again, v'nakti ma'ashe hikshu m'farshim al akrod dekosov hatam al shmir Shabbos kisheshes yomim so Hashem es shemayim v'zoras v'yomishu yishavas dekoshim man yeimar de Shabbos shavas hakadosh baruch hu dilma malachto ha'yisodayim v'lorotza lasos shum b'locha yoseh v'ani matzase b'yalkut dobe shem taritz bo sheluzu de'isa sham b'mlochem v'atashlim sam b'locha d'omer klos chom ma'isa b'reishis b'ikesh shagrosh lasos gam ha'mikdosh. Hashem wanted to build a mikdash. After he created the world, he wanted to build a mikdash. V'nichnas ha-Shabbos v'lo aso. But then ha-Shabbos came. So he had to stop. He had to rest. And it makes sense, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he wants, you know, the Chazal say, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu dira b'tachtonu. Whereas he wants to have a place that he could, like you want to have a diras, and you want to have a deer in Yerushalayim, you want to have a deer here, and you want to have a diras. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He wanted to have a place where he could be his ikra dira. So he wanted to build a mikdash. And in the end, it was too late. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech later built it. And that's, where does it say this? So page 7. It says, Atashleim kol hamlocha. That Shlomo HaMelech finished it up. So what does it mean he finished it up? So look on page 8. He says, "V'atashlem hamlocha ein k'siv kan ela kol hamlocha." Melechas Shlomo finished up. What did he finish up? Melechas sheishes yimei breishes. Shloimeh Mikol Malach Moshe Baruch Kim Lasos Lasa and Ksiv Kana Lasos. Hadai Yesh Malacha Acheres. There's another Malacha. V'Kevin Shabbos Shloimeh Ubona as Beis Hamikdash. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Achshav Shloimeh Malacha Shamayim Arts. Kach Nikra Shloimeh Shehishlim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malachas. So that was finally finished. When Shlomo did it, it says Vatashlem. It was a Hashloma to the Maisa Bracious. So it says the Darsh Moshe. So you see from here this notion. So the Freiman Arav on page 9, the Marpen Lenefesh, says a beautiful thing. Now we have a deeper understanding. Where do we learn out the Lamates Melachos from? From the Mishkan. So it works in very good. Because the Mishkan, the Mikdash, was the thing that Hashem wanted to do on Shabbos. And he didn't. Because it was Shabbos. Oh. So what's the idea? So it's hard to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, and the Yismach Moshe points out, that's Pshat, the Lo Yochel Moshe, the next page, Lovo el ol moa ki shochan av ha'onon. Gvor Hashem mole yas ha'mishkan. So he says, Freiman Rav quotes it, that Gvor Hashem mole yas ha'mishkan. The mole hu loshan tashlumin. That Gvor Hashem nishlam yas ha'mishkan. That with the asiyas ha'mishkan, there was mole, means it was mashlim, it finished off Maisa Bracious. So it's hard to believe that, you know, like a human being plans something, and he wants to do something, and he misgauges it, right? He thinks he's going to finish his work by 5 o'clock, and it goes till 7 o'clock. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work like that. He'll know whether he could. So it's strange to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to do it, but Shabbos, so he didn't have time, so he... So obviously it means that in theory he would have done it, because that's something, but he really wanted that we should do it. We should finish it off. And that's the idea that what? That we had to create the Mishkan. Really Hashem was planning it, because when we create it, then it's our input. It's our, the slavos. That, you know, and that's what we see, that the nidva slave went into the Mishkan. It's not just Tama Mishkan that Hashem built. It's our Hislavus, our Ratzon, our Tshuka, all went in to the Binyan HaMishkan. Oh. And it's interesting, you look at the Medrash Tanchum in the beginning of Pekudei, where it shows you how the whole Mishkan is really part of the Bria. That the menorah represents the sun, and the kior represents the oceans. You know, it's all written here on page 15. That the whole, so that fits in well with this idea, that the Mishkan really is like the part of the Maisa Bracious. So it's sort of like a miniature world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted once he made the regular world. Oh. But if you'll take a look, there's a fascinating pshat in the Morva Shemesh. Look on page 21. It says, "Vayomer Vayimru al Moshe Leimor Marbima Am Lahavi Midei Avod al Mlocha Shatziva Hashem Lasos Oso." Then the pasuk says, "Vayisav Moshe ve'evir kol b'manchal leimor ish ish al yasu od." So there was too much. V'hoser. It was too much. So pasuk pshat means they brought too many nedavos. It was too much. So the Medrash says, so Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, page 23, Nichnash Moshe Oshu Betzalel, Moshe went to Betzalel, Rosh HaHosi Yemin HaMishkan, he saw there was stuff left over, Amar L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yibona Olam, Asinu Es Melechas HaMishkan, V'Osarnu, Ma'anes HaBenosa, so what are we going to do with the extra stuff? So Amar Lo Leich V'Asei Bahem Mishkan La'edus, which I think the Mefarshim have different pshatim, what it was, some type of base medrash, some type of other structure that he'll make. But the Mor v'Shemesh says a different pshat. He says it's not only the physical that was left over. And Eidus is the Torah. The Torah is called Eidus, Aron HaEidus. So Rav Shemesh has a beautiful idea. He says, you know what? It wasn't that there was only too much gold, too much silver. There was so much enthusiasm, so much Islavos. He says, so much, we should, bottle some of it, for the future to give us a injection. So he says, yeah, you know what? There's so much Islavos, we're going to put in the Torah. The Mishkan Eidus means in the Torah, and when you read the Parshias of the Mishkan, you'll get that original Islavos that they had that, and that'll infuse you with Islavos. So that's what he writes. Tzarech lo b'sharab b'shvil sheish kedusha yisayir midinus ha-mishkan yosem in ha-tzorech. Omer l'vei ha-kodosh baruch hu, ma'asinus ha-mishkan osar, ma'anen l'masom b'nosar, amal lo leif ha-asem b'hem mishkan la-edus. Shama l'kodosh baruch hu, sh'amosar ha-kodusha sh'ayir b'nei Yisrael b'didvosem yosem in ha-nirtsu b'hem b'es hu, godok l'shosem ha-vosem v'yirosem v'yislavusem tanich b'torah, b'parshiyah shel ma'asem ha-mishkan. He says that kedusha. So look at the next page, first line. Just a lomer. They she asked Yisrael, but Parshas Hamishkan lem koch lahamshik lomer kedusha to a lomer sal yonu shetzaru. Yeah, the kedusha, the slavas, or whatever it was that we should get. And so that's a big yisod, that the yisod in Yadus is that Hashem wants us not to just be robotic. To have a feel for something, to feel, to have a hergesh, when you do a mitzvah or when you feel something is not right in a certain situation, and you have to speak about it, and you speak with a hislavus, with a care, I'm doing this to be yotzei, I got to be yotzei, so just do it, to get it over with. No. And that's not so easy. So there was a tremendous nidvos halev in the time of the Mishkan. He says it's so great. Let's bottle it for the future because we might need some. Let's bottle that islavus. So we'll put it in the Torah. So when we read the parshas, so the nidvos halev that they had then will be inspired. Will be inspired in the future. So those are the two. But I said lekach ledoros. The idea of the Mesha Chochmah, that we always need that Siyata D'Shmaya. We always need the Siyata D'Shmaya to be with us. That's why before the Chet HaEgel, we could do the Mishkan on Shabbos. After the Chet HaEgel, we can't. Because either we need the Shechina or Shabbos with us, or else we're not going to be able to be successful. But then, Hashem wanted that we build the Mishkan, ultimately. Because even though that was the original plan, that he should build it, in theory was the plan. That he should build it on Shabbos, because in theory that's what he wanted, that there should be a Mishkan. But it's not like a bus of a dog that can't gauge time properly, so you think you're going to finish the work at 5 o'clock and you finish at 7 o'clock. Hashem knows how long, it's not shy to speak. So obviously it means that Me'ikara, in theory, was supposed to be like that, but Lamai said it was left up to Shlomo HaMelech to be Mashlim. The Mashlim, the Malach. That was the idea. We need Siyata Shmaya, but we also need Hislavos. and the slavas together with the siyata d'shmaya. Can't be like a cold slavas to do something, to care about something, to care about people, to care about fellow Jews, to care about learning, to learn with excitement, to feel for somebody if somebody felt somebody was wrong, to feel for them. That's the slavas. And then, of course, whatever you do in life, you need siyata d'shmaya. So you always need the Shabbos to be with you, or the Hashras Hashchina to be with you. If there's no Shabbos, no Hashras Hashchina, you can't build such a mishkan. It's not going to be successful. And that you need a level of humility to understand that even though it's your slavas and you're doing your best, then you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you also. Because as great as you are, and whatever effort you put in, you need that siyata d'shmaya to go with it as well. And Bez Hashem, so this is a new idea, that this idea that, it's a kasha, when I saw the kasha for the first time, I was like, dumbfounded. And it's such a posh kasha, and I never thought of that. But I think it's a big yisod. He quotes here from the Darsh Mocha, from Freiman and Rav. So Bez Hashem, keep this in mind at all times. You have Shliyata D'Shmaya, and Slavas, Kol Tov.